Hi, my name is Shantae Dubois, and my podcast today is about the importance of mealtime in Arab culture, as well as my childhood favorite dish called walak diwali, or doma as pronounced in Greece. This meal is tied to Middle East, Turkish, and Greek culture. Essential to cooking in the Arab Peninsula is the concept of hospitality and generosity. Meals are generally large family affairs with much sharing and a great deal of warmth over the dinner table. Formal dinners and celebrations generally involve large quantities of lamb, and at every occasion there are large quantities of Arabic coffee and tea that is most commonly consumed by all Arabs. In an average Arab state household, a visitor might expect a dinner consisting of a very large platter shared commonly with a vast amount of rice incorporating lamb or chicken, or both served as separate dishes. With a variation of skewed vegetables, heavily spiced, and sometimes with a tomato-based sauce. Most likely there would be several other less hearty items as a side dish. Tea would certainly accompany the meal as it is most constantly consumed. Also, coffee would be included in the same manner. There are many regional differences in Arab cuisine. For instance, walak diwali in Syria and Lebanon is different from walak diwali in Jordan and Palestine. Some dishes, such as walak diwali, are native to certain countries and rarely, if ever, make an appearance in other countries. Unlike most Western cuisines, cinnamon is used in a vast amount of meat dishes, as well as in sweets such as baklava. Due to historical interactions, Arab cuisine has been immensely influenced by Persian and Turkish culture. The rice dish known as pelef is very popular in Arab countries and among Arab communities all over the world. There are only two basic structures for Arab meals in the Arab world, one regular and one specific to the month of Ramadan. Dinner time is traditionally the lightest meal of the day, although now in modern times and due to changing lifestyles, dinner has become most important. Dinner time is more of a social event. Arabs, like I said before, love to pride themselves in their hospitality. The whole family gets together and helps to prepare the meal. We swap stories, share laughs. This meal that was introduced to us in my childhood was introduced to us by my father, who is from Bethlehem. This meal was important to our family because it brought us together, and no matter where we were in life, we always came together to talk and prepare this meal together. It was not tied to any specific family traditions. It was just something that I had remembered from my childhood that had always brought us together. And now that memory I'm starting to share with my family. The main ingredients of walak diwali is rice, stuffed peppers, stuffed potatoes, grape leaves, and zucchini. Walak diwali is a family of vegetables, as well as the grape leaves. It's commonly used in the Middle East. The vegetables used to stuff are usually zucchini, potatoes, and eggplant, or tomatoes. The filling is made up of rice, onion, garlic, and your choice of either lamb or beef. After stuffing the vegetables, you then roll the stuffing into the leaves, place them all into a pressure cooker, and let them boil. You serve them warm with a few squeezes of lemon juice. In some cultures, they use tzatziki sauce or leban, as pronounced in Arab, which is a different type of yogurt. This meal was always a treasured memory that I have finally started to make for my family, and I hope that you enjoyed my podcast today. And if you'd like, make the meal yourself and enjoy it too, and share it with your family. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.